Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Drew. It's time for the Daily Replay for Tuesday, September 10th of 2019. Lynn Swann has resigned as the athletic director for USC after serving in the role for 3 years. He's been at the university for a lot longer than that, but USC has a new president. There was a whole scandal with academics a little bit ago. Lots of changes happening there, and according to the president and Lynn Swann, he just decided this was the most professional way to handle the changes that were coming to the university. The president is building her own new team of people to run things and to be in charge of things. And so instead of getting let go at some point or it coming to some sort of confrontation, he decided to go ahead and resign. We'll see where USC goes from there. For now, they have a special assistant that is taking over as athletic director. The football team has already started the year off pretty well with finding a diamond in their freshman quarterback. Over in the NBA, it has been decided that there will be no ninja-style headgear for NBA players this year. That's the language that was used in the announcement. It was apparently back in May that this was communicated. This past season, you saw an emergence of several players wearing headbands that tied in the back around their head, much as you would think of in your stereotypical ninja-style costume. The issue last year was that there was no process of approving these, but they weren't technically breaking a rule either, so they just let it happen. They didn't want to disrupt things in the middle of the season. But they've went ahead and made it clear that they will not be allowed this coming season. It has to go through the uniform approval process, and there's just a lot of questions with them. How thick are they supposed to be? How much is supposed to hang down in the back when they're tied? How are they tied? You know, there's a lot of danger of a finger getting stuck in one of those, and that can cause a serious injury, and they really don't want that to happen. So, no ninja-style headgear for NBA players this year, but it could be something that returns in the future if they're able to figure it out. And some very cool news, David Ortiz, Big Poppy, made a very much surprise appearance at Fenway Park Monday night to throw out the first pitch for the New York Yankees. It's his first appearance since the failed assassination attempt slash potentially case of mistaken identity when he was out of the country. He's since made what appears to be a full recovery. He looked to be in good spirits, and it just, you know, made the home crowd so excited to see him. He means so much to that city, and it's just so cool to see that he was able to do that. Team USA has earned one of the top seeds in the FIBA World Cup for basketball. They're moving on to the quarterfinals. That also means that they are in the Olympics without a doubt, no matter what happens the rest of this tournament. They beat Brazil 89-73 in the last game of the second round groups. They will play France in the first match of the quarterfinals. Jason Tatum was able to practice. He went through the full pregame routine of the Brazil game. Did not actually play. They're still not sure if he'll be able to play when they play France in the quarterfinals, but he's at least trending in that direction. It'll be probably a game time decision for him, and we'll see what happens from there, but he's at least getting healthy. Team USA is looking pretty good. Sunday night football action. New England, who is getting reinforcements with Antonio Brown coming for this next week, didn't look like they needed his help at all as they just manhandled the Steelers 33-3. Ben Roethlisberger just looked uncomfortable all night. There was no explosiveness on the Steelers offense, and despite all the things they said about being able to move on from AB and Le'Veon Bell, it sure doesn't look like it. They're going to have to figure out some things, find some answers somewhere, because most of their yardage came during garbage time, which was more or less the entire fourth quarter, and they didn't even score any points then. So, yeah, there's some trouble brewing in Pittsburgh, and New England, it looks like they're already rich, and they're just about to get richer. Speaking of being rich, Odell Beckham Jr. and the NFL had a talk about the very nice watch that he was wearing during their thrashing, when they were getting thrashed, there we go, by the Tennessee Titans. I remember they lost 43-13. He was wearing a $250,000 limited edition watch on the field, I guess, to show off that, hey, my team may be terrible, but at least I can afford a nice watch. Basically, the conversation was there's no technical rule against wearing jewelry, but there is a rule against having hard objects. I would imagine that a expensive large watch head would be considered a large a hard object. Something that could hit a player, or a player could hit something against and break. Therefore, it's not allowed. Coach Freddie Kitchens joked that They want to throw another flag for it, which is hilarious since they got flagged 18 times. And he just said he wants the rules to be enforced fairly. I just want Odell Beckham Jr. to try having a little bit of awareness for once in his life. You got run out of New York for doing things that kind of alienated people, and you're kind of already starting in Cleveland. And it takes a lot for Cleveland to feel that way. Maybe instead of focusing on your bling, you should focus on the four targets that you missed out of the 11 times you were targeted. Maybe if you had a couple more of those, you guys might have scored a few more points. The Jacksonville Jaguars have placed Nick Foles on injured reserve with his fractured clavicle. He is expected to return. He can come back at middle of November after their bye week. In the meantime, the Jaguars traded a fifth-round pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers for their third-string quarterback, Josh Dobbs. Dobbs was the backup full-time last season, only played about 12 snaps. Looked a lot better this offseason, still is in a battle for the 2-3 spot. But the Jags went ahead and picked him up. He is now the backup in Jacksonville behind Gardner Minshew. Depending on how things go there, that could trade out who's playing quarterback. But for now, it's Gardner Minshew, and Josh Dobbs is in a new uniform. And then the Eagles' Malik Jackson has a foot injury and could miss significant time. There were no details released yet about this injury. He was going to get a further testing and second opinion done. I don't know if there will be surgery required or how long he'll be out, if it'll be for the season or just for some period of time. But either way, that's a big loss for the Eagles. They're expecting him to be half of a killer tandem on the defensive line. As it is right now, they may make a roster move to supplement that line with him out. We'll have to wait and see what results are for him before they make those decisions. So that is it for today's Daily Replay. Thank you all so much for joining me. Have a great rest of the day.